Solo mastery, community memory, and a stress test of the Rust thesis. A solo developer released a train simulator that Kotaku described as the best ever made, generating 242 comments on Hacker News and a notably warm response from a community that tends toward skepticism. The discussion around the simulator centered on the specific structural advantages of individual development. No design by committee, no feature decisions driven by product management, no compromises between engineering judgment and business requirements. A single developer with deep domain knowledge and total creative control built exactly the product they believed the genre warranted. The thread evolved into a broader examination of which categories of software are genuinely amenable to solo development versus which require team scale, a recurring and unresolved question in the community. The 18 Words Project, a constraint-based writing tool requiring ideas to be expressed in exactly 18 words, earned 1,015 points and 329 comments, an unusually high score for a creative rather than technical project. Its traction reflected the community's interest in what constraint does to communication. Whether forcing radical concision sharpens thinking or distorts it, and what the exercise reveals about how ideas actually travel between people. Several threads in the day's feed engaged questions of programming language philosophy. A piece titled Road to Lisp earned 247 points and 189 comments, with a defense of Lisp family languages centered on homoiconicity, the property by which Lisp code is itself data, allowing programmers to extend the language as they build with it. The discussion drew from an older, academically grounded segment of the community, with longtime Lisp practitioners explaining its influence on subsequent languages, alongside developers who came to it recently and described it as having changed how they reason about programming, even in other languages. A separate piece arguing that Emacs prefigures service-oriented architecture in its design philosophy attracted a smaller thread, but similarly substantive responses about what 50-year-old software design decisions can still teach. An announcement from the International Earth Rotation and Reference Systems Service, confirming no leap second at the end of December 2026, drew 290 points and 225 comments, a result explicable only by the Hacker News community's institutional memory of the distributed systems failures that discrete leap second insertions have historically caused. Google's leap smear technique, which spreads the adjustment across hours rather than inserting it as a single event, was invented specifically to avoid those failures, and the relief in the comments was genuine. In a critical examination of the day's most confident technical thesis, that Rust rewrites of C system software reliably improve security, several counterarguments merit attention. The Android security teams published data showing that memory safety vulnerability rates fell as their proportion of Rust code increased, provides real empirical support for the thesis. But critics note that Rust's ownership model imposes a cognitive structure that can push developers towards subtler logic errors when they fight the borrow checker, that serious Rust projects routinely use unsafe blocks for performance-critical sections and C interoperability, complicating the safety story, and that a significant proportion of recent serious database and infrastructure breaches involved logic vulnerabilities, configuration errors, and authentication bypasses rather than memory corruption, categories that a Rust rewrite does not address. Independent production benchmarks of PageRust over the next 12 to 18 months, particularly in write-heavy workloads where Postgres hand-tuned CPaths are most distinctive, will provide the clearest evidence for or against the thesis.